Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly on Packer Ave. Coming up in 1 hour, the Brandon Graham Show. Myself, ESP, and BG, and then the Players Lounge from Chickie's and Pete's with Ike and Hugh Douglas. And Elliot, and this week's guest, Landon Dickerson, as the three, as Elliot, Ike, and Hugh all try to bully Landon Dickerson into making sure Saquon and the offensive line play.
Yeah, when you cast your vote, Landon, make sure you cast to play.
Yeah, yes, at least for the hour that you're here.
Well, they're the one that wanted to run the ball in the beginning anyway.
Right.
So
yes,
this
they
is
were
a
the
culmination.
Ones. Yeah, but are they taking another trip to
Sirianni's
to Nick's office? Yeah.
Do you think they walk in and Nick goes, "Oh God, come on.
Guys, what do you guys want now?
Enough." All right, let's give out some game balls.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five beautiful five.
Listen, he's not getting a game ball, but I want it pointed out. An honorable mention. Good to see Alshon back in the building yesterday.
How about that?
Look at the old number 17.
Oh, man.
Now, wait. You love Alshon?
But love. I know.
Oh,
it's a tough
Alshon
one.
Guy,
yeah. Yeah, it's a tough one for you guys.
Well, for me, yeah.
Oh, no. You mean because he's an anti-Wentz guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, listen.
Hey.
He helped win the Super Bowl. What are you going to do?
What's the saying? You forgive and you forget?
Yeah, that's what you do. Time heals all wounds, man. Time heals all wounds.
Love it.
I don't know if they heal the wounds between Carson and
sure.
No, probably not.
Yeah, I don't know if that happens.
I don't think they're going to any Sixers games.
Oh, all right. What the hell? Alshon Jeffrey.
Yeah. Nothing better.
One of the greatest quotes in IP history.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't play that for him yesterday. You know,
yeah.
sitting there being honored.
Could you imagine?
Dude, I don't know. It would be unbelievable.
I would have left the show, man.
If Julio had any stones. All right, the five game balls. Fifth game ball I'm giving to our good pal, Scoops Caney.
How about Scoops yesterday?
Congrats to Scoops.
A lot of sidelines.
You got to say why? Not everybody listened.
Well, they should.
Yeah.
So Devin is the new sideline reporter through the playoffs and going forward. So she made her first game yesterday. Listened to the first report when I got in today.
Did.
Nailed it.
Oh, did she?
She gave the weather.
Yeah.
Oh, of course you listened to it.
Because if she screwed up, you knew we were going to crush her.
There was going to be drops. I had to see if she nailed it or not.
I would not have approved of that.
And she nailed it.
Okay, I'm glad
she nailed it.
She's given the news.
Yes.
This is the news.
It's not an easy job, man.
No, it is not.
It's her first time she knows everybody's listening.
I know.
Yep. You know, you would have been fumbling and stumbling and bumbling around.
I'm not a natural talker. Now, I just hope.
It works on the radio.
Yeah, well, that's why his name's Third.
So, in some people's eyes, it's Fritz and Friends. But I would like Marilyn Mike next time to make her do an Eagles chant.
Oh, no.
Come
There's
on.
No
Listen,
way they're going to do that.
Listen, first of all, you know, Uncle Merle is way too professional for
yes,
that.
Yes, he is. Yes, he's only
not,
on this
he's
show.
Not dealing with the shenanigans.
Devin, we'd like to hear you sing Creed.
Great job.
Yeah. Hold me now.
Devin, I heard you on the afternoon show this
week. All right, let's move on.
Not even close. Number four, I'm giving to CJGJ, baby. The pick six.
Number four?
Yeah, whatever. I mean, he got the second pick. I don't count. First off, that's Quinion.
Yeah, he stole it from Quinion. He's playing defense on Quinion.
Like, seriously, Quinion just wants one pick. Yeah. Quinion might win Defensive Rookie of the Year without an interception.
CJGJ is covering Quinion.
Dude, CJ was, like, tracking that ball like Willie Mays. Yeah. Just let Quinion catch one.
Dude, the still of it is amazing because Quinion's hands are out there like a wide receiver, and CJ just scoops in.
You know what it reminded me of? The Brett Favre Hail Mary play. Not Hail Mary, but when he heaved it in the 4th and 26
yes.
game. And Dalt caught the ball when Lito was really right there. I'm like, better let Dalt catch that ball, Lito. Yeah. don't get in the way.
The one time they didn't give the ball to Najee Davenport that night.
Shut up, Jack.
But it was so weird yesterday, and it's happened a couple times with the defense this year, where the first two drives you're like, this defense might be fraudulent. And then
it's almost every game
where they're just getting up and down the field against them, and then they figure it out. But CJ with the big pick six, and
he
was off to the races.
That was nice.
It really is amazing. The first two drives of every game, I'm like, oh, this is going to be a long day. They drive up the field, and then something clicks. I would love to know. I wonder if anyone will ask a good question of Vic Fangio this week. But to ask him, I wonder if you would answer what is happening there. Not that there's anything wrong, but are they just fielding a team out in the beginning?
Seems like it.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's the only game I can remember in recent memory.
We started off
defensively really, really good. But every other game, it seems like they drive and then the defense tightens up.
Who has better starts, the Eagles' offense or the Eagles' defense?
Well, I don't know. We may give up yards. Do we give up a lot of points?
Not really. It's mostly just yards. Yeah. It's mostly yards.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I mean, Cincinnati scored on the opening drive. Dallas scored on...
I remember that, yeah.
Now, Dallas's opening drive was the pick six, but they were driving on that, and then they scored on the next drive.
Right.
Jacksonville, I think, moved the ball early in the game. I don't know. I'll go back and look, but it's uncanny. It's usually the first two drives, and the Rams moved the ball really well in the beginning of the game as well.
They had the first two drives. They moved the ball.
Yep.
The third game ball I'm giving to John Clark.
What?
Oh, I know why.
What did John Clark do?
He got the exclusive of the fan that caught the ball from A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. If I ever heard or saw one guy that I know thanks Ike Reese for his service,
it's that guy.
It was the guy that caught the ball. And here's how that interview sounded.
All right, we are with the fan who was able to catch A.J. Brown's pass from the field. Did you catch it out of the air?
Yeah, so straight. A.J. tossed it up from the end zone. I grabbed it one-handed right here, looked around. He wanted that ball back. I was like, let's get Taylor that ball back, man. Let's keep the Eagles on a run right here. Thank you, my friends, bringing me today. Eagles, let's keep this thing on a roll, man. A.J., great pass up there. Taylor, congrats on the first throw. Let's keep this thing rolling, man. Let's go, Eagles. Let's go, baby. Great job.
Did you make eye contact with A.J.?
AJ looked at me from the sideline and he told me, he said, let's get that ball back and I'll get you a signed jersey when the game's over. So I'm going to go down and meet them and hopefully it's everything I expected.
So there was no thought about trying to make a profit. It's all about the Eagles and Philly.
No, let's get them that ball back. Let's keep this thing rolling into the playoffs, baby. Let's win this Super Bowl. Sirianni and the Eagles, baby. Let's go. Let's do it. Let's go.
All right, let's do it.
There is no doubt in my mind, my brother-in-law, fans of Philly, Joe knows that guy. I've seen that guy. There's no doubt in my mind he has hung out with Joe. Zero doubt.
What is Clarkie talking about? Turn the football in for a profit?
Yeah.
It's not a baseball.
It's Tanner McKee.
Yeah, who's
It's not Tanner McKee's 500th touchdown pass or Tom Brady's 500th touchdown pass.
Put it on eBay.
Yes, yeah, Tanner McKee's first touchdown pass. It only means a lot to Tanner McKee. There's no profit coming with that football.
The A.J. Brown jersey's worth more than the Tanner McKee.
Yes, way more.
Unless Tanner McKee ends up being the next Tom Brady.
Oh, there you go. That's true. Yeah, that's true. You're right. Unless Tanner McKee winds up being the next
guy's
Tom
got,
Brady.
Guy's got a cannon.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
And his arm's big, too.
I got to tell you, man, AJ was that was a good gesture. It really was.
Yes, it was.
I love the reaction from AJ yesterday and Saquon the night he set the rushing record. When they gave the ball away to fans and didn't realize it until they got to the sideline, that you probably should have kept that.
Kept that ball.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. AJ seems to really like Kenny Pickett and Tanner McKee.
Speaking of those two, the second game ball goes to the law firm, Pickett and McKee.
I'm not even biting on that.
I'm not he has looked happy, I'll say that. Yeah. I mean,
four total touchdowns between those two guys?
Yeah, just moving the ball down the field.
Yep.
Devontae plus 2,100 for two touchdowns yesterday.
There you go.
Yeah, never a doubt.
There was a doubt. You were throwing a temper tantrum in text messages.
I was. It was sickening. Stay on your feet, kid.
Yeah.
That would have been a tough one to have.
Oh, well, yeah, it would have been vintage.
Yeah, that would have been tough.
I haven't won a bet in a month and a half. And to have that happen was just a sick joke.
Speaking of bets, by the way.
Sure.
Lamar Jackson is plus 230 to win MVP.
Yeah.
I feel like a Lamar Jackson MVP is coming. I feel like that's a good bet.
You feel that?
Yeah, Josh Allen's minus 300, and Lamar is plus 235.
The only way Lamar doesn't get it is voter fatigue.
Yes.
Because he won it last year.
But it seems like it's, at least publicly in media, it feels like people are saying you're not allowed to have voter fatigue. You know, right. Lamar Jackson has had a better season. Now, it's an interesting thing because I think Josh Allen might have more on his shoulders and they have a better record. But when you look at the stats, Lamar's numbers are better than Josh Allen.
Man.
It's been a ridiculous
year.
Yeah.
It's been it really has.
Burrow's numbers are MVP-like.
Joe B, my guy.
Number one game ball is Saquon. I mean, Saquon sets the record, or gets over 2,000 yards. I mean, they really committed to getting it to him, getting him those yards, but we'll see if he goes for it this week. I hope he does. It's a cool record. Sports are supposed to be fun, Spike.
Thanks. Thanks, buddy.
And Saquon gets the number one game ball.
I can't wait to not talk to you for the rest of the week. By the way, Darius Slay was asked after the game whether he thinks that they should go for it. Here's what he had to say.
I mean, I would love him to have the record, but, you know, of course we need him way bigger than the record. But I would love him to have that record, definitely after what Dickerson said, too. That was not cool. So, yeah.
See, Slay's like me. Right?
I've grown to really appreciate Slay this year. There are guys that...
I told you, we are re-signing Slay.
Slay? CJGJ, I've learned to appreciate, even though I feel like he's going to do something stupid that gets us into trouble.
No doubt.
But those two guys, there's two guys I was sort of lukewarm on prior to this season, but they both played real well. And I think Slay's gotten more physical this year, I think. I feel like he's followed the rest of the defense and how he plays.
He's rejuvenated.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree with that. I think he's been energized by the youth movement on that side. And the thing I like about the way Slay has played this year is that when you get older and it's time to walk away, you don't become a more physical player. You become a less physical player.
For sure, especially when you're trying to extend your career as well.
So he seems to me like he wants to show, A, he still can play. He still can play. But I think Slay wants to be here. When I talk about guys that can rewrite their career, like, Slay has now been here long enough and have had more success from a team standpoint than he ever had in Detroit.
Right.
So he has an opportunity to be known as a Philadelphia Eagle for the majority of his career.
And one of the best Philadelphia Eagle cornerbacks of all time.
Right.
If he plays another 2 years
here.
And to your point, it seems like not only does he want to keep playing, but you play that way because you want to keep playing
here. You want
to
play here, yes.
You know, it's almost like he is showing Fangio and showing the organization that I'm all in on how we are playing right now. Because it against Washington, I think he had three or four really big hits.
I agree. And he had that pass breakup that led to the interception. As long as the money is right, I'm not going over the top paying him. But if he wants to be that guy that's here, and because right now we don't have another corner better than Slay. I mean, that plays opposite Q.
Yeah.
Obviously, Q is there, and he's going to be there.
I don't know if
Cooper's going to the outside.
That's my question. Do you think he ends up going to the outside?
I don't think so.
Yeah. He looks like they found where he is supposed
to
play.
He's going to play best at, yes.
Yeah, because he is a physical player as well. And I want him out of punt returns. I'm worried he's going to get hurt. He's also not that great at them.
I think they will after this year because he becomes more valuable. And as much as I like love Cooper DeJean and the pick being here, I haven't seen where I would trust him on the outside covering receivers 50 plays a game.
He doesn't seem fast enough, honestly.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I've seen that to where I'm comfortable with that. I think he's in the perfect position, playing the perfect spot right now.
This hour brought to you by Guided Dorn Window. Take advantage of Guided Dorn Window's big year-end sale. Receive 40% off all windows and doors through January. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Jack, really a John Clark game ball.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Maybe you give it to the fan.
Well, I brought up the fan before the break, so I try to change it up.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't tell me.
Well, I know. But you don't tell anyone.
We hadn't said anything about the AJ thing, so I felt like we needed to slot it in there.
No, it was a good moment.
I'm sorry.
It was a good fan moment. It's like the it was like the lady saying on camera. Like,
what the bleep are we doing?
Yeah.
Yep, I remember her too.
And the former Penn professor that was there.
You remember him?
Was cursing on the TV.
There's also the woman who was rapping at the Sixers game.
Yep.
Pulled the hood up over her head.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The guy who was showing Ben Simmons how to shoot
that
three
was
throws. That's an all-timer.
Dude, you saw the second that happened. I was like, he's never going to hit a shot again.
And then what about the car dealership owner that fell asleep?
Fell asleep.
Oh, yep.
Fell asleep.
That was a tough look.
That was the best.
There's the Go Birds guy that I'm not allowed to like because it turns out he was a bad guy, but it's still a great clip.
Good clip, yep. The kid tasered at the Phillies game.
Kid that got tased.
Oh, that was a great one.
That's a throwback.
Yeah, that's a throwback.
There's right the guy who's the guy who's like who played high school football and is ready to be put in a game.
That's Jack's buddy.
Yep, three years varsity.
And then there's who is the older guy? We actually had him at a live pod once when we did.
Oh, Larry Poffer. Poffer.
What did he say?
Yeah, Jeff Garcia is our baby.
Our baby, right? Yes. No, it's Nick Foles is our baby.
No, it's Jeff Garcia. It was originally Jeff Garcia's.
Right, but he got famous for Nick Foles.
They brought
our
him
baby.
Back for.
Oh.
They brought him out of retirement.
Got it.
I don't even remember that.
Oh, really?
Jeff Garcia is our baby is is number one. I mean, I'll show you the clip of the break.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't remember that.
You'd recognize the guy.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's a quick, funny story. So we did a live rights to Ricky Sanchez 1 year. It was the year of the Super Bowl, actually, 17. And we did it with Go Birds at the time. And we brought Poffer there really just to say the one thing. And he wouldn't say it. Like, he wasn't getting the cues. It's like, dude, we don't need your opinion on anything. We just need you to say that Nick Foles is your baby.
Yep.
And that's it. Adam in New York. You're on WIP. What's up, Adam?
How you doing, man? So I got a quick point, and then I got a question. Just from a sheer momentum level, I don't understand how you would not go for it. You know, you get the all-time leading rushing yards, potential MVP going into playoffs. You've got to take a 20% bump each game from that alone.
Well, you said momentum, but you would agree that it's likely that most of the offensive and defensive starters won't play. So there's no momentum with any of those guys.
Well,
I mean,
excitement.
Yeah.
I mean, you get everybody. I mean, you're going to be out for blood. You got, you know, the new record, and you want to go. I just feel like it's you're going to get it in the first 24 minutes. You do it. It's weird not to.
Yeah. And then, like, let's say it's halftime, right? And he has 14. I don't mean to like belabor this, but this is what we did a month ago when we were talking about it, trying to figure out what you do. Let's say he's got 14 carries for 38 yards at halftime. What do you do?
You get to halftime and you're done. And if it ain't working, it ain't working.
Okay.
But I mean, it's the Giants. Giants.
All right.
My other question is, and this is what I kind of feel like is a bigger question, especially after last week in Dallas, at some point, calls are going to be coming in for Kellen Moore. Do we start talking about giving him a pay bump, or do we just accept that he's probably gone?
Calls are going to come in for Kellen Moore for what?
Head coach.
Head coach?
I there's already been talk about it.
Really? Who?
Where?
I don't know. There was, I'm sure, ESPN was talking about how there was going to be the year of second chances, and
let me tell you this: a couple of things. First of all, I think Kellen Moore's done a good job. Mm-hmm. He's not irreplaceable. The second thing would be, if you're Kellen Moore, you're not just taking any head coach job that pops up. He's in a good situation here, where he's got a general manager that's going to give him a ton of talent, mm-hmm. a head coach that is likely going to
that he has a relationship with. Like, if you're Kellen Moore, you stay here until you have the perfect opportunity. And I don't think any NFL team that has the perfect opportunity is offering that opportunity to Kellen Moore. You know, I don't know. He doesn't scream, and Ike has been saying this since training camp. He doesn't scream head coach to me, and I don't think what he's done here is so outrageous from a scheme standpoint.
I don't think it's so amazing, but I mean, he made our second and third string quarterback look like rock stars last week.
Either that or the best wide receiver duo and best offensive line and best running back in football. And by the way, Kenny Pickett was a first-round draft pick that started for the Steelers last year. Like, it's not they didn't. I appreciate the call, Adam. I'm not worried about Kellen Moore getting a head coach job somewhere.
I'd be more surprised if he got one than worried about
him. And I don't think there's a he's either going to take that job or he's not. There's nothing the Eagles can do that is going to keep Kellen Moore from a head coaching job if he wants a head coaching job and someone offers it to him.
I agree.
You know,
I mean, and Ben Johnson probably will not do what he did last year, which is turn down a head coaching job, right? Didn't something happen with Washington? Did he not get on a flight or something?
Yeah, I think he turned them down.
Yeah, he turned Washington down, yeah. And most people thought it's because he wanted the Chicago job.
Right.
And so now Eberflus,
which might be
gone.
Open again.
Yes,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And Chicago would be crazy if they don't try to get Ben Johnson.
Right. So here is the Jeff Garcia's our baby quote.
Listen, this is our year. Every other year, we've came close, but this year is our year. Jeff Garcia, baby, is our baby. He's it, baby. We are going to
Was this at the game? After the game?
Yeah,
I think it was after one of the games.
Yeah,
was that after the whole? Is that the Jeff
Merry
Jeff,
Christmas
yeah,
Philadelphia?
Yeah, when he said Merry Christmas Philadelphia.
I don't remember when that happened because I didn't remember the poffer from the Jeff Garcia era. I only remembered him from the Nick Foles era.
Oh, he did it again with Nick Foles?
Yes. Didn't
try to bring him out of retirement. It's like the
Super Bowl Nick Foles.
Yeah, so it was like when the guy did.
I've seen that video before.
You've seen that video before.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It was the fighting said guy. They tried to bring him back and make a memory again.
The said guy.
Yeah.
There's also the unlike Aguilar guy.
Yeah, but he hasn't come back.
By the way,
where is that guy?
We got to find him.
When we do Mount Rushmore week this summer, the Mount Rushmore of those people,
I love it.
Would be a good one.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Write that in the files.
And then we'll bring him in studio.
No.
Live.
No.
Popper?
No, I just told you, Popper's a zilch.
Have him meet us down here at Chickie's.
Right, we could do that. We take a picture, and then they can go home. Yeah.
I do need to find the unlike Aguilar guy.
Yes.
It's been too long.
Would love to have him back.
Maybe for his retirement.
Yes.
You think Aguilar retires as an Eagle?
No, probably not. All right. Coming up next, what do we got coming up? Oh.
Well, I mean,
he
did have a great Super Bowl game.
Yeah. People forget.
You think they're going to bring Nelson Aguilar back?
Oh, one-day contract?
No, he's talking about the whole one-day contract thing.
Yeah, you think he's going to be a captain one day? You're going to be interviewing him on the pregame show, Nelson Aguilar?
I might be.
Yeah.
There's been worse.
So, coming up next, it was a good day for the Commanders, but there was bad stuff for Dallas and the Giants, and we will talk about that next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. All the playoff action you can enjoy here at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles online at chickiesandpeets.com.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say,
it.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
A lot of phones out for that one. A lot of phones.
Like
yeah. They just look like idiots.
Listen, you brought a little more energy today.
Yeah,
he did.
It's been awful week.
He did.
resting up for that moment.
I mean, I would say
my right eardrum is almost blown out over here.
Dude, that's because it's turned down in my ear, so I can't tell if anyone can hear me.
They can hear you.
We can hear you.
They
yes.
can hear you. I would say upwards of 70 to 80% of the text messages I receive and DMs I receive are links to people singing that song.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's not even worth checking the requests anymore.
No.
Let me guess. It's the Caroler Singing Creed.
Yeah.
You're the first person that said it.
The Caroler Singing Creed, the guy who got the tattoo, the
yes.
HM.
A million times.
Yep.
Yeah.
That
one.
Yeah.
That little deer. They've seen the one with the little deer voice in Creed?
No.
I've got that one. I've got them all. I have every single Creed meme on the internet has been sent to me, which I love. It shows it works. It's
yes.
Just, I get it.
And I think Chickies should consider, I know we're here on Mondays doing the show, but given that we're such good singers and everybody likes us, I think they should book us to maybe perform a little music. You know,
I like that.
Yeah, I think maybe sort of like a barbershop quartet, except it's only the three of us. I think they have us come in and sing, maybe occasionally, like 2-3 seconds of different songs.
Sure.
For a while.
I like it.
We're at Chickies, as I mentioned, in South Philly. Remember, you can watch all of the Eagles playoff games here at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of the Eagles, chickiesandpetes.com. You can find a Chickies near you. A couple of things in the NFC East yesterday. First of all, we've mentioned this a couple of times. The Giants winning a game that literally no Giant fan in America, in the world, wanted them to win. A completely inexcusable win from the New York Giants, taking them from the number one overall pick in the draft when they need a quarterback and there are two quarterbacks available, to the fourth pick in the NFL draft. They could end up with two still, but it seems like three or four is most likely.
Uh-huh.
And the teams that have the two and the three picks are most likely going to take quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So if you are the New England Patriots, you can basically hold an auction
Ooh-wee.
For the number one pick in the draft.
That's what I would do.
Because if you're the two, you can't let somebody jump you and get it because the Patriots are obviously happy with Drake May.
Yep.
How many picks is someone going to have to spend if you're Cleveland or you're the Giants to get to number one? To get that pick, assuming that you like one of those two guys.
So let me ask you this, because the Cleveland thing is interesting. Do they go ahead and get their quarterback now?
They have to.
But they reworked
the
deal.
Deshaun's got to be there another year or two.
Well, that's fine. I mean, even if you draft that quarterback and you let the Deshaun thing happen, and if he's bad by week five, then you...
And by the way, both of those guys need time to develop.
Yes, yes. Oh, for sure.
I mean, Shedeur Sanders, he may be Deion's son, but from a fundamental standpoint, playing that position, there's a lot of work to be done.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's
Shedeur Sanders.
Maybe it's good for them to go for a place where they don't have to play right away.
Yes.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson in his Doug Peterson role, playing the first 10 games while the other guy gets used to it. Yeah.
Now, I mean, the Eagles could tank the game and make sure the Giants get an even worse pick.
Oh, my God.
I'm gonna tell you, there's nothing I'm looking more forward to than two teams not trying to win Sunday.
If we were doing a full week of shows, one show this week would be, should they tank the game?
Yeah, to have the Giants
win. To push the Giants even further.
Yes.
And what it really means is that you're costing the Giants more draft picks and everything else to try to move back up there.
To get a quarterback.
Yep.
And I feel bad for the players on the Giants because, of course, they want to go out there and win the football game. They don't care. You know, the guy like Drew
Locke. Half of them are going to be there anyway.
Drew Locke's fighting for his NFL career, you know.
Yeah, you play that dude, he's definitely trying to win.
Now, if I was Malik Nabers, I'd have dropped some of those passes, maybe. Maybe not in his best interest.
Well, he got his 1,000 yards now.
He did.
So, is he playing Sunday?
Oh, if I'm John Mara, I would have run onto the field in the middle of that game to prevent that team from winning that game.
Right.
I mean, what a – if you're the Giants, you have to sit guys in the second half. I mean, you cannot win that game. You can't lose on purpose. Like, you can't tell players to not try hard, but you can certainly put guys on injured lists and do whatever you need to do. You can't win that game. A complete disgrace from the Giants. And then Jerry Jones in town – and had this to say about what Eagles fans were saying to him.
Jerry, you're doing a great job this year, man. Keep it going. Keep it going, Jerry. Great job. Four for you. Keep doing what you're doing, Jerry. We love you, Philly.
Dude, they're doing that to an owner of a football team. Great job. Keep doing what you're doing.
They don't miss a moment, and they nailed that one.
They did.
Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job. Yep. That is unbelievable.
As they have the worst year they've had in a decade.
Yes, and you could. I saw the video. You could tell Jerry Jones wanted to call. So he wanted to throw some curse words out there.
Oh, yeah.
He wanted Sirianni.
Yes.
Well, Eddie got it in the box the whole game, too. There's a lot of videos of people yelling Dallas sucks.
Yelling up in the box, Eddie.
Yeah. Tough day at the old ball yard for Jerry yesterday.
I'm surprised he showed up.
Yeah, well, why would you go? I mean, I get it.
He loves ball. He's a football guy.
Yeah, sure. I would like to watch that game on my couch.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google five-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Which team are you on heading into Sunday versus the Giants? Play Saquon or sit Saquon? 52% play Saquon, 48% sit Saquon. 215-592-9494. Lou in Denver, you're on WIP. What's up, Lou?
What's up, guys? First off, Dallas sucks. Their fans suck. Their owners suck. I just love it. Great. They suck.
Oh, people are cheering you here at Chickie's, Lou. The beautiful moment.
They suck. Jalen Hurts isn't playing because he's getting over a concussion. He shouldn't play. Saquon Barkley is not playing. We know that. I'm pretty sure we know that. Now, let me tell you why. There's not been one reason I've heard today that outweighs the focus of getting to the Super Bowl. That's the number one goal. That's the focus. Anything that gets in the way of that, we shouldn't be doing. And it's not like the Eagles are going to be – I think they're the favorites to win the Super Bowl. I really do. But it's not like they're going to be seven-point favorites in any of these games. Every single advantage matters. And it's not about just getting hurt. And in the back of their mind, they're probably thinking, like, we don't want anybody to get hurt while we're doing and trying to break this record. That's actually when you do get hurt. But it's about being fresh and your whole entire week, this week, focusing on Washington or Green Bay. So that's all... I'll say all that to say is, Sirianni needs to be the adult in the room. He absolutely would get roasted if anyone did get injured, and rightfully so. So it's all about the Super Bowl and not taking our eyes off the prize. And I want us to
Yeah, but what if they lose? What if they lose the Super Bowl and you gave away the rushing record? At least get me one.
I don't care, Jack. I don't care.
Oh,
I don't want them thinking. No. Here's the thing. It's the mentality. I don't want them thinking, well, if we don't win the Super Bowl, the consolation prize is Barkley got the record. What a special year.
But no one.
The players aren't thinking that.
The players aren't
thinking that way. That's not how they think.
But the coaches should be.
No, I'm talking about the idea of a consolation prize. The players aren't thinking that way. That's not what they're saying. But for the players that would want to play and that would go out there and play, they're thinking about getting this record to honor Saquon Barkley and what he's done this year. That's all it is. It's not about anything else other than honoring a teammate. Now, if the coach decides that they're not going to do it, then they're not going to do it. But this idea that those guys playing, they should be vilified as if they're some selfish players. Let me go. As if they are somehow putting this ahead of the Super Bowl. That's not what they're doing. That's not the way they would be thinking. It just isn't. It's not their mentality. Go ahead.
And you played. I agree with you on that. I do. But I'm saying any single little advantage. It's a game of inches. Green Bay's going to be a tough out. So is Washington. Anything you can do to win that game, anything that puts you in a position to win that game, resting players versus getting a record, I don't think getting the record helps them win that game more so than resting the players.
And that's fine.
Thinking of one game mentality. Yeah.
And you're right. But really, ultimately, that's going to be decided by the results of the playoff game, because you can rest players and lose still.
That's true. But I still think it gives them a better chance to win if they are rested.
I'm saying
all this if I'm the head coach. I'm with you, Ike, though. If they do play them, I'm kind of like, just don't get hurt. But I do want something to watch you know, this weekend for. So as a fan, I would, I'm like kind of ambivalent, but if I'm the head coach, if I'm the organization, I just can't take that risk. I want our eyes on the prize, and that's the Super Bowl.
All right. That's fair.
All right, Lou.
All right.
Yep. That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, whatever they decide, they're going to decide, and that's what everyone's going to roll
with. Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I'm just saying, I don't think the players have that mentality. Now, there may be some that the record doesn't mean anything to, and they'd rather have the day off Sunday, and that's fine.
Sure.
You know, if AJ's like, yeah, I need to rest up. I don't need to be out here. Okay, that's because he doesn't want to go out there and run block. See, he understands
that. He did enough of that this year.
Well, his thing is, I'm not going to get any balls thrown to me. I'm not going to score any touchdowns or anything, so why do I need to go out here and play? So I get that. I can agree with that. But it means something to the O-line and the running back. It means something to those guys.
Well, what Bobby,
by the way, shout out to Saquon and Jalen, the golf carts. It's good Christmas gifts.
Yeah, good little gift. What bothers me is this whole idea of, like, I want these guys focused on the Super Bowl. Like, I want, of course. But there's also a reality that where they don't win the Super Bowl.
But guess what? You can't focus on the Super Bowl until you win the NFC Championship game. So that mentality doesn't even work.
No.
That's a fan's perspective. Like, the players aren't saying, oh, I got to get ready for the Super Bowl. They don't even know if you're going to be in the Super Bowl.
No,
you got to get ready for your next opponent in the first round of the playoffs.
It's less about focus, and I think the best point that Lou made is every inch counts in terms of advantage, and having them rested gives you more of an advantage than having them not rested. Now, you could still lose all that stuff, and I just – can you
– here's the thing. All it does is give you an advantage to not get injured. I don't know how much of an advantage that gives you. Taking a week off and then playing, I don't know. I've seen teams lose after the bye week.
Sure.
So being rested doesn't guarantee you a win the following week.
I also think it's a little bit of a factor, given how long ago the bye was, that we had the earliest bye I can ever remember, so it's been 3 months since they did have a week off. Could you imagine? And I know you love the national sports shows, the fighting shows.
Yep. Debate shows, they
the
call
debate
them.
Shows. If Saquon were to get hurt, those shows talking about Nick.
Yeah.
It would be like
I totally
the
understand.
Worst thing we've ever seen. And then, this isn't an argument. I'm just thinking about what those shows are going
to
be like.
But half of them would be hypocrites, because I watched them today and half of the shows
say go for
they're
it.
They're saying go for it.
Right, right.
So it's not like everybody is saying don't do it.
We have a special appearance from Chuck from Mount Airy to explain the Seth Joyner clip. Now, Chuck, before we go to you, because not everyone has heard it, I do want to play the clip again. Buzz, I hope you have it up. So this is from this morning's WIP morning show. They were talking about this same topic, playing Saquon or not playing Saquon. Now, Chuck called to call and disagree with Seth, Joe, and John, and here's how it went.
Nobody talks about this record unless somebody comes close to breaking it and you have somebody 2,000 yards. It's not that important, all right?
It is important. I mean, it all depends on how you define that.
It's not important.
Yeah, it is important.
It's not important, Joe.
Hey, Chuck. Chuck, you can't come on here and talk about what's important to Saquon and what's important to those offensive linemen. You don't know what's important to them.
Hold up! I never said Saquon. Nor did
No. You just said it's not important.
As a fan, I said it's not important. I didn't make specific of who's important to and who is not important.
Well, who is it important to?
As a fan of football, as a fan of this team, what's important to me is doing something that your team never did, and that's bring a Super Bowl.
Let him go.
Hold on. Let him go.
At the end of the day, my friend, I possess a Super Bowl ring, okay?
Okay,
I possess a Super Bowl. So step back off of that, because you don't have a Super Bowl ring. So don't fire at me like that.
And by the way, Chuck, I'll say this.
Do not fire at me like that, okay?
All right. And here to explain his part in this controversy, it's been a while. Chuck from Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Spiko, Jacko, and Ico. What is the deal?
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice.
Oh, Chuck.
Starting trouble. Hey, what's up, Chuck? Come on, man.
Hey, I ain't starting no trouble. Listen. Let me tell you something, right? I got nothing but love and respect for Seth. But here's the thing, right? When you back me into the corner, like he backed me into a corner this morning, then I got to come out fighting. You know what I mean? And that's just what it is. He said something to me. It's what he said to me. Now, he said something about, you know, I said something about Saquon and offensive line. I never said that. I said it's not important. And the record's not important. But I never said anything about it being important. Saquon fought offensive line, and he said that the words in my mouth. And so I said what I said to him. But I listen, Seth knows that this, the defense he played on, is the, I love that defense. Kelly Green and all that. Seth is one of my favorite players ever played in Philadelphia. But the bottom line is this. I called up, get my point, and he backed me into a corner, and that's what happens when you back Chuck from my name to a corner. I say what I said, and it is what it is. But
now,
I
it sounded more like a sort of misunderstanding. Like, he did listen he thought you were talking about the players. I heard it, and you're right. You were basically saying fans don't care about that record. He thought you meant the players didn't care about it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you only got for so much to say. You only got for so long to talk. Yeah. When you want to answer calling.
Yep.
You know, you guys get to do it for about 4 hours, then you know, then the narrative is painted that Chuck came at Seth. But that's not what it is. But the fact of the matter is this, you know, I believe that the record is not important. I'm with Spike on that. The record isn't important. You know,
to you. And it's not important to you.
It's not important. It's not important to me. And it's not important, period. But when you look at this thing, you can't speak for everybody, Chuck. I'm not speaking. Listen, I'm speaking for majority of.
No, you're speaking for yourself.
Well, listen, here's the thing, right? How many times do we talk about this? How many times do we talk about this record with Eric Dickerson? We don't bring Eric Dickerson's name up, but every 10 years, maybe. You know, maybe every 15 years.
Sure.
And I'm saying, this is the same thing we're going to do with Saquon. What I'm saying is this, right? Like, I need you to stop this crap that you're doing, man.
This ain't crap.
You need to be focused.
This ain't crap.
You got six more minutes on it, Chuck.
Listen. I don't need to be focused on anything but the next game. And the next game is Sunday against the Giants. And I want Saquon to play. I worry about who they're playing in the first round of the playoffs. Why would I focus on the playoff game? You don't even know who we're playing yet.
We're going to be playing either two teams. It's one or two teams.
I know the two teams. You don't know which one it is, though. So how can I focus on that?
This is the toughest run. Toughest run to the Super Bowl, man. This is why we play the game. This is why they play the game. And this is why we as fans, we cheer for the game. To get a championship. To have a parade. We ain't gonna have no parade on this stupid ass, I'm sorry, this stupid situation that you call an MVP, what you call this, a record or whatever. You know, it doesn't matter, man. It just don't matter. We're not gonna get a parade for that.
No.
Okay, the parade is gonna be for the Super Bowl. Okay?
We already understand that.
Joel Embiid, you know, MVP, campaign, whoa, give me MVP. Nobody wants that, man. We want a championship. We don't have many of those. I need another walk down.
I understand that. Unlike Seth, I didn't win a Super Bowl. So I totally get that. I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
But see, here's the thing. It's not one or the other. It's not one or the other. You can do both. Why can't you do both?
How many times in life, do you get both? You know what I mean? Normally, you know, when you hit the lottery, you don't get to live long to enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? You know,
to spend
when you go out,
you don't get long enough to spend it.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
Exactly. You know, what I'm saying is God don't normally give you both. You either have a choice. You know what I'm saying? And my thing is this. When somebody breaks a record like this, 9 times out of 10, that team is going to be out in the first or second round. Not going to make a championship. It's equivalent to winning an MVP, okay? 9 times out of 10, people win MVP, they don't win championships. Give me the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? It would be nice to have both. That's the storybook ending.
What if I told you?
We know that.
What if I told you that the team Seth Joyner played on that won that Super Bowl the year Terrell Davis rushed for 2,000 yards, he got those 2,000 yards in the final game of the season where it was a meaningless game, and they played him to get to 2,000 yards. They had a bye week. Now, they had a bye week, but my point is that he was the MVP of the league, and they wanted the 2,000 yards, and they played him. in a game that didn't matter. It didn't matter to them in the standings. It didn't matter to them in the bye week. He got the 2,000 yards, and lo and behold, Chuck, guess what they went on and done? They went on to win the Super Bowl that year.
Well, we got a running back that got 2,000 yards.
Yeah, you want to ignore what I said.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, he got 2,000.
My point is that they played him in a game where he didn't have 2,000, and it was meaningless, and they had a Super Bowl-caliber team. In other words, they put him at risk to be injured in the final game of the season.
Listen, I hear what you said.
Okay.
And that's one out of lifetime. I hear what you said. I'm just trying to prepare for war.
You're scared.
Saquon will be fine.
You're scared. Saquon's going to be fine.
Have you seen him?
No. Like, it's more not even him getting hurt. I'm not worried about that. It's just rest. I want these guys to get some rest.
Yeah.
Going into this.
It's disrespectful to the football gods to not go for.
Oh, you guys. All right.
It is.
He got to get rest. Hey, listen. Hey, they got to get rest, man. Hey, they have a early bye week. Hey, Spike, listen.
Yeah.
You know, you shortchange yourself, man. I heard you say earlier, you guys got Steph. You got Steph, Mike, and I got Chuck. You know, I'm shorthanded, whatever. Let me tell you something, Spike. You go off hike, weight, and all that. I go off combat.
All right.
Well, slow down there, killer.
Yeah. It was a joke.
Yes.
Seth would beat you up, Chuck. I'm sorry. He would. I've seen you both. He would. I don't think they're going to fight. We're just arguing about sports.
No, they're not.
And
believe me, Seth is not. That's not.
Don't take.
Not going down
that's
that
not
road.
Insulting to say
no.
That, you know, siding with Seth in the.
Yes.
Just relax. Relax.
Dude, I think Seth could be 70, 75 years old and still beat me up.
Yes, of course.
Beat you up?
Yeah.
He could be 90.
90 years old and beat you up.
All right. No, just making a point.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers. By the way, I was going to say Happy New Year to Chuck.
It was good to hear him back. All right. It was good. You edited the right moment. It was good to hear Chuck back.
Yeah, you got out of there right when you needed to get out of there.
Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. Text line.
It's about time. Jolly in Plymouth Meeting.
Jolly!
Yes! Whoa. Jolly's doing the text line today.
Whoa!
Yeah.
I did not expect that.
You should see Ike's face.
It's okay. Not AI either. It's a real Jolly.
Okay, here we go.
All right, go ahead.
Reuben Frank. Ike Reese is a homer. Reuben Frank in these pressers asking questions like this. Coach, you were 2-2 with the bye and seem to have gotten more handsome with each game since. Why is that? Tim in Newark.
Appreciate that one.
He has a point.
Yep.
He has a point.
Yep.
Roof's first question is like, Nick, how are you guys so good?
Why are you guys the best?
Yeah. He softens them up for Elliot. All right, what's next?
Imagine living with this guy. He doesn't even take me on walks anymore because the sun might be too bright. Rebel in North Jersey.
That's fair.
Look, and I do worry about Rebel when it's cold out. Not when the sun's too bright.
Dude, they're dogs. When it's cold out.
He's from Aruba. He's not from here. He's from a warm weather climate.
He's not naked. I mean, he's got fur on there.
Yeah, well, I worry about the paws on the concrete. Yeah, and the salt, whatever. What's next?
The salt.
Do we pay Jack to work here every Monday? Spike's internal monologue.
Many people wonder that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Jack's been pretty irritating today.
Yeah, I can see
he's
that.
He's aiming to please.
Yeah, he's pushing me there.
He knows
he doesn't have to see me tomorrow.
No. So, yeah, doing my job.
What's next?
I don't want to risk Secretary breaking a leg in the Belmont. Let's sit him. Spike Eskin.
All right.
Just
and that was going for the Triple Crown.
Yeah. Everything about that, Spike?
There's something worse about the text line coming for me when it's Jolly reading the text, to be honest with you.
Because you think it's Jolly, actually.
Yeah.
You think you want to argue with Jolly, but Jolly's just reading the text message.
Yeah.
What's next?
How is this Saquon thing even a debate? He needs to tough it up and get out there and play. Battle on vacation again.
Text line.
Thank you, Jolly, for coming through.
Yes,
how about that?
Jolly doing text line. I love it. All right.
Well, I tell you, You mean to tell me Battle wasn't available to do the text line today?
No, he was not. No. He's off all week, apparently.
Yeah.
How are you off all week when you only come in once a week?
Look, man.
You gotta take that
over. He's got a home studio, too.
Yes.
Read the lines.
That's what I couldn't figure out.
Read it, Battle. Holy moly.
It takes you 5 minutes.
Yes. I mean,
you end up screwing up a word in every one of them anyway.
I give him credit. He's got a great gig, man.
He does. What does he do? That's the greatest gig.
The Sirianni of WIP.
All right.
See, that's why you're not in the boat with us, man.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you're lucky I wasn't here last week because the Earth story
sent me
right back out of the Sirianni train.
All right, the Brandon Graham Show is next with myself, Elliot Shore Parks, Brandon Graham, and then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot, and this week's guest, Landon Dickerson. Of course, you can listen right there on WIP. Come down here to Chickies. You could watch on YouTube. And we, the WIP Afternoon Show, we'll see you a week from today.
See you next year.
We will. We wish
why don't
you.
We count it down here.
Wait a minute. What was that? Was that Jolly?
That's Jolly with the count.
Oh, okay. Happy New Year. We love you, and we'll talk to you next year. All right. See you.